Darren Denson, Denson, 731-68, 55-year-old gentleman, appears anemic, pale, thin, with lots of injuries to his leg, fractured ribs because of injuries in the past. He's a smoker, doesn't drink alcohol. He has no history of hypertension or diabetes, period. He also suffers from bipolar disorder. Patient's short of breath at all times. He will not quit smoking. He's not requiring oxygen at this time. He's becoming quite weak, requiring help with ADL. Family history, mom and dad died of COPD and cancer. Surgery, none. COVID immunizations, up to date, allergy, non-medication, Buspar, 15 milligram BID, Seroquel, 800 total a day, lithium, 300 TID, Effexor, 150 a day, Propranolol, 10 milligram TID, Vistriol, 50 milligram QID. Surgeries includes fractured leg, fractured knee, and because of trauma in the past. He's alert, he's awake, he's O2, sats 97%, pulse 62, respirations 20, blood pressure 130 over 70, heart pulses, home pulses, two lungs clear, abdomen soft, neck shows no JVD, skin shows no rash. There's definite muscle wasting noted. Assessment, 55-year-old gentleman with COPD with extensive history of smoking in the past, period. New paragraph, he also suffers from bipolar disorder. The bipolar disorder may be what's causing him to smoke as much as he does. Nevertheless, over the past month, he's lost 15 pounds. He's not eating very much. He's short of breath, even though his O2 sat stable. He's requiring a NEP treatment now, or Ventolin inhaler because of wheezing. Put that in there, too. Lungs, shallow, coarse breath sounds with wheezes. Patient, nevertheless, is requiring end of life care at this time. He's not interested in changing his habits. Patient will be reevaluated regarding his COPD and the end stage status in the next 30 days. Thank you.